Concrete Rose, Chapter 17. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and instead of baking desserts like she usually do, Ma's going to make the 3-hour drive to Evergreen Prison. It's a miracle we're going. There was all this paperwork that had to be done so Seven could go. I'm not legally his daddy yet. We need Aisha to make that happen, and I don't know where she's at, so we technically couldn't do the paperwork for him. Cousin Gary had to call in some favours. It's stupid that people have to get approved to see their loved ones in prison in the first place. I pack Seven's diaper bag on my bed and hold the phone with my shoulder. I want to check on Lisa real quick. She ain't told her mama she's pregnant yet. She's waiting for Carlos to get home. She say he can keep Ms. Montgomery from going too overboard. He's supposed to arrive today. Lisa haven't told me what she want to do about her pregnancy. I think she's scared to admit she wants an abortion. I keep telling her I'm fine with whatever she decide, hoping she'll go on and admit it. The phone only ring once before she go, "Hey, Mav." I forget her mama got caller ID. "Hey, how you feeling?" I ask. Baby girl dealing with morning, noon and night sickness. She got her mama thinking it's a stomach bug. "I'm okay," she says, kind of low. "Carlos got here a few minutes ago." "Oh, cool." That'll explain why she keeping her voice down. I want to ask if this she means she's going to tell them, but I'm trying not to push her, you know. "What you got planned today?" Lisa snort. "If that's your way of asking if I'm telling them, nicely done." I smile. She know me too good. "Ah, you said it, not me." "Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not telling them today. I want to wait until after Thanksgiving in case there's a bunch of drama." "Ah, don't worry. They're probably going to be mad, but we'll get through this. It'll all be over before you know it." About that. She take a long pause. Then, "I want to have the baby, Mav." It's like an elephant plopped down on my chest. You do? "Yeah. Some girls could make a different choice and that's cool. That's their choice to make. But I want to be a mum." "You want to keep it too?" "Yeah." I figured, she got so many plans, like college and basketball. Her baby don't fit in that. Messed up as this going to sound, thinking she was going to have an abortion was the only thing that kept me from balling up in a corner somewhere. It ain't been a baby, it's been a pregnancy. Now it's a baby. My baby, that I got to take care of and provide for. "Mav, you there?" I clear my throat. "Yeah. What made you decide to keep it?" I know I can handle it. My mama and Carlos will be upset at first, but they'll help out. I'm sure my dad will too. My head throbbing, man. What about college? You wanted a basketball scholarship. I have the grades to get academic scholarships, Lisa says. I'm still going to go to college. Keisha did. This baby won't mean my life is over. I never met anybody with the kind of determination Lisa got. She act like if she says something, it's settled, no question. She say her life ain't over, then her life ain't over. Feel like mine is. Being Seven's daddy is hard enough. Another baby mean more crying, more diapers, more bottles, more money. More, more, more. I don't got more. I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to say. And now the phone's so quiet, it's awkward. "Wow," Lisa says. "So much for being on board with whatever I decide." She threw my promise back in my face and it hit like ice water. "Lisa, hold up. I should go. Hope you have a good visit with your dad." I met with a dial tone. Me and Ma get ready to hit the road. I try to get Seven situated in his car seat, but the strap's real snug on him. I tug at them, hoping that'll help. Ma notices me struggling. He needs a new car seat. He's outgrowing that one. I look at her. "What? I thought these things fit all babies." "No, that's an infant seat. You have to get something a little bigger. And it's going to cost money that I don't got. Story of my life." Ma speed down the highway doing 80. Granny says she got a heavy foot. She might cut this 3-hour drive into two. Seven babbling his snug car seat like he's trying to make up for the talking me and Ma not doing. Before we left, I told Ma that Lisa keeping the baby. She got that same blank look she had when we told her Lisa pregnant and went, "Okay, that's it." I watch Woods pass by my window and I almost want to jump out and run into them. Lisa thinks she can handle this baby, but can I? Seven need me for everything already, and most days I ain't sure I'm doing that right. I screwed up. Ma used to tell me, "Don't grow up too fast. You'll miss being a kid." I thought she was bugging, but I get it now. Because suddenly I got kids, and I wish more than anything that I could be a kid. Then wouldn't nobody depend on me? Tears fill my eyes. My life really over, man. I'm never going to sleep no more. I'm never going to have enough money. I'll never be able to hang out with my friends. I'll never go to college. I'm going to be bagging groceries for the rest of my fucking life. I pull my shirt over my mouth and turn toward my window. Ma shouldn't have to see me cry when she's the one with the broken heart. Evergreen Prison's in a small town that's only got a general store and a diner. Me and Ma went in that diner once. It was nothing but white people in there, and they gave us dirty looks as soon as we walked in. We walked right back out. It's that kind of town. Don't help that it feels like we're driving up to a plantation. The prison is surrounded by miles of fields. Sometimes they have the inmates out working in them. When I was a kid, I thought the prison was like a castle, a mountain of concrete surrounded by a tall razor wire fence. I came up with this whole story in my head that it'd been taken over by bad guys who kidnapped Pops and he'd find a way out. He can't find a way out of 40 to life. They're not doing car searches today, so Ma Park and we go right in. Holiday's popular for prison visits and that means the line's longer. We go through metal detectors and pat-downs before we even get to the visiting area. I could only bring in one pacifier, one bottle, one diaper, one toy and one change of clothes for seven. I carry him through the metal detector and they pat him down to make sure we're not hiding something in his diaper. I hate this shit. The visiting area looked like a school cafeteria, but with guards standing around it. They got these dull yellow tables and chairs that's bolted to the floor. The walls light yellow cinder block and the floors are white and yellow. Guests are trying to make up for the sunlight since no windows in here. We get a table and wait. Ma brought some money for the vending machine. That's all she could bring besides her car key. She'd buy every snack they got and lay them out on the table. Our own version of a family Thanksgiving. It probably looked like I'm bouncing seven on my knee, but I can't keep my legs still. I don't know why I'm nervous. This my pops. He never come down on me. A loud buzz go off, a door open, and one by one inmates in orange jumpsuits come in and reunite with their folks. Seem like every visitor here got their inmate, and I start to wonder if Pop's going to come out. At the very end, there he is. This man got my whole face. I mean, I got his. Must say we're identical. Should bring it up at the most random times. I could be staring at my homework to the point my eyebrows almost touch, and Ma will go, "You look so much like your father." She say we walk alike too. Pops walked like the world was made for him. He bold now. Back in the day, he had a jerry curl like Easy Heat. He used to be skinny, but ain't much to do in prison besides lift weights. They got him jacked up. He catch sight of us and his smile take over his face. Ma hurry into his arms. This hug, the only time they can touch during the visit. Prison rules. They kiss and I glance away like a little kid. Pops look at me. These days we eye to eye, but I feel like an ant standing in front of a mountain. He always seemed bigger than life to me. Don't know if that's because folks in the garden act like he a god or if he's just because he's my pops. Ma takes seven and Pop wraps his arms around me. It's one of them big, tight hugs that seem to get all of me. "I missed you, boy," he says all rough. "I missed you." "I miss you too, Pops." He holds me in front of him. "Damn, man, you." He clears his throat. "You keep growing, huh? What you been eating?" "Everything," Ma says. Pops chuckle. I can tell. He clasps the back of my head. My main man. That feels like a hug too. Pops turns to Ma and seven, all he see. His eyes light up. "There go that baby." He holds his hands out for seven. Little man grip Ma's shirt and whimper. "It's okay, my man, Marcus. That's your grandpa." I brush his hair to tell him the same. Long as we good, he good. He let Pops take him without much of a fuss. As chubby as he is, he's super tiny in Pop's gigantic hands. "Seven Maverick Carter." Pop says it like he's testing it out. "Can you say grandpa?" "Say grandpa." Ma chuckles. "Adonis, that baby's too young to talk." "I don't know. Smart as you say he is, he'll be talking soon. I'm ready to hear what he got to say." Pops kisses his cheek. Me and Ma sit on one side of the table and Pop sits on the other with seven in his lap. He allowed to hold little man the entire visit, but he can't touch us again until the end. The guards watch to make sure he don't. Seven babble and Pops go, yeah, I know, like they're having a conversation. "How was the drive?" he asks us. "Fine," Ma says. "Traffic was a little heavy because of the holiday, but that's expected. You're doing okay?" Pops pretends to eat Seven's hand. Seven squeal and laugh. Pops smile wide. "I'm surviving. Finally got that job in the kitchen that I wanted. You're looking at the newest prep cook at Evergreen Prison." "Your word," I say. "Adonis, that's wonderful," Ma adds. "Oh yeah, I ain't a field nigger no more. Massa moved me into the big house." He and Ma crack up. I get why, but this is not cool. "Hopefully I'll be able to use some of my recipes instead of that mess they got us cooking," Pop says. "I convinced Chef to order some seasonings. Food need more than salt and pepper." "Hopefully he'll listen." "I'm making your yams tomorrow," Ma says. "They won't taste the same though." "Hear that, madman? You cook right, a woman got no choice but to miss you." He wink. I can't crack a smile. He should be home cooking for us. Seven babble real loud and Pops go, "I know, buddy, I'm right there with you." How everything at home, y'all? Ma turn all the way toward me and the mood change. Mama's boy, they can murder you with a look. Your son has something to tell you, Adonis, she says. His son. Ma act like I lose her DNA when I screw up. Pops a cup from seven. What you got to tell me? My leg's shaking real bad now. Man, I'm tripping. Pop's gonna have my back. I look at the table anyway. My eye's not down there and my name not Pop says. Fix that shit and straighten up. Pop's never let me talk to anybody without looking them in the eye, and he never let me stumble on my words. I better say what I mean. No hesitation. I sit up like he taught me, shoulders straight, chest up, my eyes locked with his. Lisa, she pregnant. What the hell? Pop sits back in a daze. He look at Ma. Ain't you taught him about condoms? Hold on one damn minute. Don't you dare blame me, Adonis. I'm just trying to figure out why this boy making babies like this. I'm sure if his father was home to teach him better, he'd do better. Here you go. Pop's groan. I don't want to hear this today, Faye. Then don't blame me, Ma says. I'm doing the best I can. Are you? Maybe if you wasn't with Mo all the damn time. Excuse you, Ma says. Keep her out of this. I didn't bring her into it. I call home to talk to my wife and you're running around with her. No wonder our son out there impregnating these girls. I'm sorry for finding time to live my life. Pop shook his teeth. Living your life? That's what you call it. You're damn right. Living my life however I want to live it. The world hasn't stopped because you're in here. I want to disappear, man. I hate when they argue. I don't get why Pop's got such a problem with Mo. Ma ought to be able to hang out with a friend without worrying about me. Pops is saying on Ma, this my fault, right? You got some nerve coming at me, Ma says, like I didn't say a word. When was the last time you actually parented our son, Adonis? What do you want me to do, Faye, huh? Pops asked. What the hell you expect me to do? I don't know, but you better figure it out fast. Ma hop up. She takes seven from Pops and goes to the other side of the room. Pops rub his face. Maverick, what the hell, man? Pops, it was an accident. I didn't mean... It don't matter what you meant. This some irresponsible shit, man. I know, I'm sorry, okay? That ain't enough, he barks. This is not a bad report card or a fight at school. You're making babies, Mav. Where the hell was your head at? Why are you acting like this? I wasn't thinking, that's all. Wasn't thinking, he says with a mean laugh. Wow, you wasn't thinking. What do your name mean, Maverick? Pops, come on, answer me. What do your name mean? I feel like I'm in first grade again. My teacher, Mrs. Stanley, was this middle-aged white lady who wore red lipstick. First day of class, she called roll, and when she got to me, she went, Maverick, huh? That's an odd name. The other kids snickered. It felt like Mrs. Stanley punched me. I went home and told Pops what happened. You know what your name mean? He said. But her name don't mean shit. Tomorrow, ask her what it is and what it mean. I did. She said her name was Anne, and she didn't think it had meaning. It was just a normal name. I told her exactly what Pops told me to say next. Maverick means independent thinker. Your mummy and daddy wasn't Maverick's name and knew that. She sent me home with a note. Pops balled it up and threw it away. After that, he'd make me tell him what my name meant every day, so I know who I'm supposed to be. I look at Pops now and tell him what my name mean like I used to do. So why the hell you wasn't thinking? He asked. That was the day of Dre's funeral. Pops go quiet, the way people do when they remember I lost my brother. He let out a so slow sigh. Grief a hell of a burden, Mav, man. A hell of a burden. However, it ain't an excuse. I look up. What? Dre wasn't on your mind when you was with that girl, he says. We both know what was. You let that thing in your pants make decisions for you. Don't use Dre as a cover-up. I'm not using him as a cover-up. Pops slapped the table. Take that bass out your goddamn voice. Pops, chill. Chill? You expect me to be cool with the fact my son doing stupid shit? Hold up. He's in the orange jumpsuit. That's not as stupid as hiding cocaine in the house where your wife and son live. He may seem like a mountain, but I'm starting to feel like one myself. Oh, okay, Pops says, stroking his chin. This is Attack Adonis Day, huh? Say what you want, but I was being a man and taking care of my family. You damn sure ain't being one now. Pops' nostrils flare. Watch it. Or what? I'm feeling bold as hell, and things I've been scared to say suddenly not so scary. You left us. Got Ma busting her ass to take care of me and put money on your books. I had to join a gang because of you. You can't come at either of us. What I did ain't got shit to do with the fact you keep knocking girls up. Yeah, right, I made some bad decisions, I admit. I'm going to be there for my kids, unlike you. He can't say nothing, like I thought. I push away from the table. Man, I'm out of here. Maverick, we're not done talking. Yeah, we are. First you want to blame Ma, and now you want to come at me. What are you doing beside bumping your gums? I'm more of a man than you. I'm taking care of mine. Son. Son, nothing. I ain't had a father since I was 8. The way Pop shrink, I hit him hard. Good. I grab Ma's key and head for the door. Ma call after me, but I don't stop till I'm at the car. That man got some nerve, for real. I get in the car and pop open the glove compartment. Had to leave my beeper in here. I got a couple of pages while I was inside, all from a number I don't recognise. There's a fake payphone here in the parking lot. I jog over to it and put in a quarter. This better not be a wrong number. As many times as it blew my beeper up. That was my last quarter. Hello? Some girl answer. Hey, this Maverick. I got a page from this number. Hold on, Mav, she says, and I realise it's Tammy. There's a muffled sound as if the phone being handed to someone else. Mav? Lisa says. I straighten up. She sounds like she's been crying. Lisa, hey, you all right? My mama knows I'm pregnant, Lisa cries. She kicked me out, Mav. Mark come outside around an hour later. It's obvious she pissed at me for how I talked to Pops. That ain't new. She was pissed when we got here. We get 7, situated in the car, and I tell her everything Lisa told me. Not long after we got off the phone this morning, Lisa threw up again. Ms. Montgomery asked if she was sure this was a stomach virus or something else. Lisa had a feeling her mama knew the truth. She admitted that she was pregnant with my baby. Ms. Montgomery went off. Lisa wouldn't tell me what all was said, but it must have been real bad. It ended with Ms. Montgomery telling Lisa to get the hell out of her house. Lisa didn't know where to go, so she walked to Tammy's. That's where we headed now. Ma gave me the silent treatment the whole 3 hours there. Cool with me. She only took me to see Pop so he could parent me. She can't be that mad that I called him out when she did the same thing. She pulled up at Ms. Rosalie's, mumbled that she's going to take 7 home and drive off. Ms. Rosalie, the neighbourhood candy lady. It's nothing to see kids coming out of her front door with Skittles and Doritos. She make the best freeze cups. I think that woman put a whole bag of sugar in the Kool-Aid when she made them. She recently started selling nachos and them things good as hell. She'll throw jalapenos and chili on there for an extra dollar. Add a hot pickle and a Sprite on the side and that's a whole meal for me. I done spent a hell of a lot of money at this house. Ms. Rosalie might pull in more dollars than some dope boys. I ring the doorbell and Ms. Rosalie answer with a warm smile. Don't let that fool you. Where does she pack heat? Hey, Maverick baby, how you doing? I'm good. Is Lisa here? Ms. Rosalie hold the door open. She back in Tammy's room. There's plastic on Ms. Rosalie's room furniture. Granny do that to keep her stuff new. In the dining room area, the table covered with boxes of candy and chips and jars of pickles. There's a couple of crock pots for the nacho cheese and chili and a deep freezer for the freeze cups. I go down the hall and I hear Lisa and Tammy talking, hush-like. When they see me in the doorway, they stop. Hey, Mav, Tammy says. She cross-legged on the floor while Lisa's sitting on her bed. Hey, Tam. I didn't mean to disturb you all. It's okay. I'll leave you all alone. Tammy got up and closed the door on her way out. Lisa's eyes all puffy and red. I hate that she's been crying. How did the visit with your daddy go? I sit beside her. That ain't important. You all right? She hug her backpack to her chest. It's overstuffed, probably with her clothes. Not really. I keep thinking of what Mama said. Lisa get a catch in her voice. Carlos stood there and let her say all those awful things, Maverick. He never defended me. Of course his coward ass did. They're lucky I wasn't there. I'm sorry he had to go through that. They found man, for real. Lisa sniff. I knew Mama would be upset, but I didn't expect her to put me out. Don't worry, all right? You can stay at my house. My Mama would be cool with it, I think. Real talk some days. I wonder if she'd cool with me being there. Your Mum has enough on her, Mav. Ms. Rosalie offered me Brenda's old room. She moved out of town with her boyfriend. I told Ms. Rosalie I'd take it. You ain't got to do that. I'm telling you, my Mama would be cool with it. You're my girl, you're having my baby, you ought to be with... Wait a second, Mav. This baby don't mean we're a couple. You know that, right? My bad. I said it out of habit. Kinda. Talk about looking stupid. Still, we're having a baby together. It would make sense that you stay with us. I appreciate the offer, but I need some space, and I can't have that at your house. She act like Ms. Rosalie living in a mansion. We'll make it work. I'll sleep on the couch and you can have... I don't mean that kind of space. The way she look at me, it's obvious what she really mean. You don't want to be around me, do you? Maverick, I thought we was in this together. Lisa scoffed. Yeah, that was real clear this morning. I should have known that would come up. I was shocked, all right? I got a lot on me with 7. You got to understand that. Then you shouldn't have told me you were down with whatever I choose to do. I thought... She closed her eyes. You know what? It doesn't matter anymore. Now that my mum and my brother won't be helping me out, I need to figure out what's best for me and my baby. You're trying to say I ain't best for you all? Honestly, I don't know if you are. I stand up. What's that supposed to mean? Oh my God, you know exactly what it means. You're a king lord, Maverick. You think I want my baby to have a gangbanger for a father? It was all right with having one for a boyfriend. This is way different. I don't want my child around that stuff. To make it worse, you're a drug dealer. I stopped slinging. I've been busting my butt working for Mr. Wyatt. Great. What are your plans beyond that? I'll figure it out. I can't depend on you to figure it out, Lisa says. I can't even depend on you to not screw other girls. You think that's enough for my baby? I thought it was bad that time she told Carlos I wasn't worth a fight. This is worse. You think I ain't shit like your mum and your brother do? I didn't say that. However, you do make stupid decisions. I told you I'm done with the street stuff, I say. Oh, you're no longer a king lord? Great. You don't get it. What's there to get? She asks. A lot. You don't know how it is in the streets, sitting in your house without a clue. Wow. I'm just saying we're from different worlds, that's all. Lisa nod. Yep, we're obviously two different people. I'm just a bougie Catholic schoolgirl, right? Well, this bougie Catholic schoolgirl and her baby deserve better than you. She could have slapped me and it would have felt better. It's like that. It's whatever you think it is. Here I was thinking we're in this together. This girl got me looking like a damn fool. She worse than her mum and her brother. They tell me outright I'm not shit. Lisa made me think she actually loved me. You see how it is now, real clear. All right, I say, nodding. Do you, Lisa? I give her all the space she need. I leave.